go to the end of Simon Shinches. So you're able to learn Memhei, the Sifa playing balls in Shabbos. We're holding by Sifa Vav till the end. Sifa Vav discussed the case where a person had these seeds of a silkworm that they put underneath their armpits, and it caused it to hatch. Come along the Beis Yosef, brings down the Rashi and Tshuva that says the Maaseh is Osir. He studied the Isser. He brings down the Rashi for two different reasons. One, inside the Isser of Tiltul Moksa, that's why it's brought down over here. The second Isser, inside the Meilid of Mechaymai. It causes it to hatch with the heat of your armpits. So the reason why these silkworms are the Maaseh of Moksa is very simple, because they're Balchayim, or Balchayim and Maaseh have no use. Not unless he miyachet to go play with, you have a good question. Otherwise, Samuzari, the animals, Balchayim, Maaseh of Moksa. An egg that you can eat or cannot eat. You cannot eat, it's muksa also. Very good. So also, no use over here. No use, same idea. Instead of one is in mitzad tiltul. Now the question over here, come along the Akhwen, is, Maaseh is tiltul begufay. A tiltul begufay, we know, Simon Shinyin al Simchasi Paskin, Silent Sarkh Tavah Isil, Silent Sarkh Tavah Heter, Labim Mataltu begufay. So why is it also for? This speaks out. Nashi Klein, Shalma Yehuda, really early in the Minchas Pasim and others, they say, because this is how they did it during the week also. Since it was a derech during the week to put it underneath the armpits to warm it up to close the hatch, Tiltu Begufa discussed then, is there a heter when it's a normal way of going to go do it? They point out this is one of the Makaris that being down, we see when something is normal to go do, it's not Nichon the heter, Tiltu Begufa. That means we discussed the Sugya of Tiltu Begufa, Tiltu Natan. Is there a difference when it's being done with your goof or not? So first, just to be clear. Fine, so how about you pick them up? Pick them up and you... The problem is having them underneath. You went over and you pick them up with your hand. So the question is... So first, just to be clear. Maaseh the sugya tiltum atzad, tiltum agufay. Tiltum atzad, Rashi defines as kla'achayad. They do bring down a ground that sounds like they're arguing on Rashi. The idea of tiltum atzad means alidei dova achar. And therefore, we'll be doctored. If you look at all the sugya, the cases, the daf was being done through something else. Mashengi tiltum agufay is always done with the guf, not alidei dova achar. Maaseh Mishpura did not pass like that, one like Rashi. But right, we learned in Simon Reishai Nvav that he held what's Tiltul at Minatzad. He says, Achur Yodav or Benatzila Yodav. That means he did not go like the Rashi who said Tiltul Ayde Dovacher, even in the case of Tiltul Begufoy. So the question over here is, what's the difference between Tiltul Begufoy and Tiltul Minatzad? The Raya, the Loch is, we pass in the Tiltul Begufoy, the Loch is when it's a normal thing to go to. The Maaseh is going to be Osir from over here. Yet Tiltul Minatzad was a normal thing to go to. Example, sweeping the floor on Shabbos. The Chora over there were discussing, the Chora, it should be a case that should, after it, it should be a case that's also if it's a normal thing. So we discussed, really, there are two different cases over here. There's a case of a case that's different and something that's strange. Tiltul Begufa together, that's something that's strange over here. And therefore, if it's not strange, it'll be also. Therefore, Tiltul Begufa that's normal will be also. Masha Enke, we see sweeping Maaseh Meshigua Paskin. And Simon Shinlam and Zion, the Maaseh is more to be done on Shabbos because of Tiltul Minatzad. That means, again, just to be clear, that something that is a normal thing to be done, the Gei Tiltul Minatzad is going to be Mekel. The Porsche Mishnah Brewer come from the Ran and the Ramban. Masha Enke, Tiltul Begufa, when it's a normal thing to go do, we're going to answer it. Why? Because that's the idea of Tiltul Begufa is strange. If it's normal, it's not strange anymore. Tiltul Minatzad, as you said over here, is Minatzad. It's different. But still, if you want to transfer things from one place to another, you don't do it Tiltul Minatzad. That's Aleph. Second thing we see over here, there's an Isser over here, Abim Melech Chaymoy. What is the Isser? Speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, since the case of Sikresha, and therefore Nichon together of Melech Machsheves. What Melech are we discussing over here? Not clear what Melech. So it speaks out with Avos and he wants a Taino. The Melech over here is you're making something new. You're hatching a seed to be a silkworm, creating something under the category of Makor Patish. This is one of the Makoris I discussed when we learned the Sugya of Baina, of Kashmal, of creating things. This one of the they point out that we see this idea of hatching something, making something, creating something. A gam is built in the system to be done that way, like electricity is built to be done that way. We see over here there's an is over here, shall we have Rabon or Deraisa, but this is one of the Makoris that discussed that the gate electricity can be nichel together of Makor Patish. Sifam Zayin is a lochel of Shatnes. Mechavik down to the Machitas, if you have a beggar that Shatnes inside of it on Shabbos, the mice is it Muksa or is it not Muksa? Now, what's the shail over here? So first, the local Maaseh Mishpura passed very clearly. The Magavram that we passed in, it is Muksa. The Pashas, the two sheetahs over here, the two ways to understand, what's the two sheetahs? Is one sheetah saying the Klishmach Leheter? another one's called Klish Shemak L'Isser. Or no, the two sheets of Hakaris, Klish Shemak L'Isser, Muksa Machmas Gufay. What's the two sheets over here? The case of the Muksa. So there is a Yamshu Shlomi wants to tie the two sheets of the argument with Kli Isser or Kli Heter. It's very hard to understand why it should be a case of Kli Heter for. You can't wear it, it should be L'Chol Pachas, case of Kli Isser. It might say the Mishnah Brewer did not go that way. You went like the Eli Rabbah. He says the case over here, the two sheets are Kli Isser or Muksa Machmas Gufay. That's the two sheets. That's how the graph goes. The graph explains what the story of the Machlokes is. So Be'etzim is a full beggar, the complete beggar over here. It's a wonderful thing. What's blocking you? An Isser, wearing it besides the Sugyos Shatnez. So since over here, what's stopping you to wear it? It's not that it's not closely to Metzius. Everyone can wear this beggar. There's a lock of blocking you. So maybe that's Klishu Mach Lisser. That's it sad to say, it might say it's Mutter, Tzorekuf Mekoymoy. At Sadashini, what's it sad to say, it's Muksi Mach Maskufoy? Because a circle soif, you cannot wait non-Shabbos and not during the week. It has no use at all. It's not chod bichlal. It's eitzim avodim. So the question we have, what? No, no one's going to go do that. You're going to go take out. You're going to go fix it. There's a question you're not going to fix it, how to go look at it. But if you go fix it, something's not going to fix, it's not a made object yet. We know that a kli that's not made yet, is on the process being made, it's called, it's on the conveyor belt, it's muksa machmas gufay. He also looks, it's not made yet. The question here, when we look at Isser, is Isser now making that chos bechlal Shabbos during the week, muksa machmas gufay, or kli shemach l'Isser? L'maisa, the Paiskim went, Mishmur went, like the Graz and the Maravam, in the case of muksa machmas gufay. That means even though it's a wonderful, terrific thing, you look at it, you cannot tell the difference. It's a hezek she'ein nikka, you can't tell the difference. But since there's something blocking you, it's your rabbi, sign Shabbos, sign during the week has no use ever, therefore the category of muksa machmas gufay. That's when it was roi and it broke. Here it never was roi. You never had a beggar that was roi. If you had a could people can use it in this situation? Here no one can use it. It can't be used. No one's using it. Now there's a question. Let's say a lot of times we buy suits, we buy them and we have to check them. We don't know if they're shatness or not. So our suits that we buy, I think it might be muksa on Shabbos until you check them. So the law is very simple. If midino, you have to go check it, then come on, the price can say, circle soif, same category. You cannot wear it on Shabbos, not wear it during the week. The other shaka maya, shmir shaka chotzen, others being down, the law is, if you can have a chib, go check. Now the big mavucha among the anhogim of his man is there, why are we checking things for? Are we checking midino, it's a mina matzoi? No, it's mina shayna matzoi, we're taking on the chum and the chayolim, it's the right thing to go check anyway. If it's a chum ba'almo, look where it's not muksa. Like, I'm not going to wear it, so what? Might say it's not muksa. I can wear it. No, it's over here wearing it. But if you're going, you have to go check with that midino, in case it's muksa over here.
Many stores in
America,
they should check it, but there's no
sign. So you have to know they if they are in Nemon, and you have to know the club of a Kokvok Mechsal Mechsal, those one time, they don't make a difference. The fact in the company is that they have shatness around. That's a fact. Now, if that's so, that means certain suits, they might, when they run out of material, they might put it inside. So they get involved with, who cares if you never found it, has a cloud called Kovok Matzah Mechla. It's one in 10,000. Who says, first of all, the Nemon? And even the Nemon, it's love doctor, that's good enough, those one, the some might be one time now. If they make it, they know they put it in, that's something else.
They make it, but they don't mamish make it.
They don't mamish make it. So. No, if they say exactly what to put in something else, that's the only search they say. But if it's not being controlled by them and people can do whatever they want, that's a big shiloh and kol kavoch
and nachsa. Why
does not a
rabbi want to talk about this?
Where? You mean klishmach
this, sir?
No, it's mosmach. You mean like Ner Shabbos? That means the Shavuot says Mishmach Masisa. It means Koloimar. The idea of Mingi Deskat Tzoy Minish Moshes. The words of Gemara, the Mishavuot says Koloimar. There's no. That means when the Isser goes off, we Mamshach Isser. The words of Mukzamach Mas Isser in Chazal, what it means? It means Mishavuot says just means the idea of Mingi Deskat Tzoy. We Mamshach the Isser. You mean Klishmach Isser? What's Tzorik from Koloimar? We don't pass it. We pass it by Shabbos and Mukzamach Mas Gufay. So our suit would be Muksamach Maskufay. Now again, if you learn the sugi of Shanas, I hear very stark where there was no reason to go check the suits. It's a chum v'alma. I'm not sure why it's Muksa. Again, numerous people tell me I'm wrong. Fine, building upon this side over here, that we're saying idea that something not chazi and all beside halacha is to be a case of Muksa. They discuss another case. Let's say you have a nevela inside your house, meat that's straight inside your house. Is it Muksa or not? Might you go give it to a guy? So truly, you can give a goy shalas. Also, go give the goy b'mais. That's yours. The loch is also be kaitz. That's moksas lachalzi. I come and swear to be eaten. The same way they discuss. Also, you have food, drinks on Yom Kippur. My sinal eat. Is what the loch on Yom Kippur is. They point out first it's right for kids, but they say, well, let's say there are no kids around. For example, you're in the army, and there's no kids within the chum, they cannot get there. In that case, come along with the mentality of the Ashram, the Chanami, it's like Shanis, might be the case over here, that's Mukso. They do say, if I care, what about on shoes on Yom Kippur? Also, then you have a Heter that you go, Yomokso, but Etzem, it's not even to have a Lambda after. If you have a Kimta, it could be called Mukso. And again, the shoes on Yom Kippur. No, again, where we have kids around. Kids are enough with that much. How many? In the army.
No, the army doesn't have that.
Okay, neither can. I might give a call and make the kids. Another case is Mashiach's shoes. They point out the shoes. Even anyone can wear shoes when there's mud around. The luck on the Yom Kippur is you're allowed to, except you know we really don't need to go do it. Therefore, technically, since it's Chazik Sas, the shoes on Yom Kippur myself are not mukhsa. The place can point out. They do say, well, let's say your tzitzis ripped on Shabbos. Is your talus can be mukso? So locha is if you learn simin yedalin until the tzitzis. If a person cannot go Shabbos, he cannot go fix your tzitzis. If you need a beggar, you're allowed to wear the beggar without tzitzis. So since you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos, except we don't because we have no need for it. Otherwise, you're allowed to go wear it. Therefore, it's not mukso on Shabbos. So again, we have a klal over here that comes after you study the sif mem zayin. Quite a point in the cases. A klal things are not roy mitzad halacha is mukso machlas gufay. Now you have to learn the halachas of all the cases. What makes them roy not roy? Very simple. So the Gemara have also interesting case. Right now it's mine. I'm the usher over here. I have no use for it. In fact, I'm planning to go sell it, but it's not working for me at all. So for example, let's speak out. If you plan to give the meat to the dogs, the chlami, no problem. But if you plan to give it to sell it, somebody else, that's a mukso. They do say also, for example, let's say shatness. If you, let's say someone shatness, you're not fixing it. But you might sell it. So they say, if it's given to your dog to go wear it, whatever, you can go wear it, no big deal. But you go sell it, my circle's over, right now it's yours. Right now, you're not a beggar. But you have to, if you sell it, you can sell shatness. Don't sell shatness, that's a lot. What?
So
kids sell it, you might sell back to you to be in a similar
thing.
But in Sifim Ches is a sugya of fly swatter. Now, come along the Shulchan Aruch and says, Maisa, you can't use a fly swatter on Shabbos. Is it still muksa or not? What are you doing? The case of you just not swatting them and killing them, you're just shooing them away. Come along the Mishnah Berurah and says, even though you're shooing them away, there's still a klisha mach lesser. Therefore, we know the law is number one, asur b'cham letzel. And number two is you have another option to go use. Do not use a klisha mach lesser, use a klisha mach letter. So the question is, Kamal Ravaza says, the Maisa, if it's a fly swatter that's made to shoo them away, why is it Klisha Mach Lesser? It's a Klisha Mach Letter. Shooing the flies away is Maisa, a foolish hatter. There's no Islam here. So all this one is answered very simple. The Mazilb of Khabnevsky and others say, because the way it's made for the week is to kill it. It's made for Isser, to kill. Shabbos, you don't do that, we shoo it away. So the Klisha Mach Lesser. So on Shabbos, you have no other option, Echnami, we're right to go use it. That's the Matthias. Echnami is only made to shoo them away. I've agreed to Klisha Mach Letter. If you miyachid it, again, fly swatters, you know fly swatter, right? It's made to get them. It's made to kill. If you miyachid it only to shoo it away, echlami. But that's not what it's made for. That's not the whole geschmackite. Right? Sif mem tes is brooms on Shabbos. Now, the Beisheza gets evolved, very clearly that depends if you allow to use a broom on Shabbos at all. One of its mukso. You have to listen to the Shinam and Zayin. The Mechavah, the Meisah, Paskin over there, that room is a Meisah, you're allowed to use on Shabbos, whether the ears are roots of or not. And they have a local Meisah, he says over here, you're allowed to metaltal. That means, Mash Engin to the base says, if you hold, you're not allowed to use a room on Shabbos, they have a Tzmukso. They have a certain case, you look up the Mukso books, they Paskin certain things are Mukso, certain things are not. You really have to know the local first. For example, a peeler on Shabbos is a Mukso or not. Well, if you take out a Sefer and says a Mukso, you know why he goes and I'll use a peeler on Shabbos. If you take out a Sefer and says not Mukso, you know why, because it looks like a Moshe, you're allowed to use a peeler on Shabbos. So in numerous cases, like a sponge stick, you see, different spar and pasuk in different ways, a pump on Shabbos. Why? Because they're not arguing in Mukso. They're arguing if you're allowed to use it in other Hilchos Shabbos. So this is one of the cases they point out, and a piswa of poshet, is that Mukso not depend upon what you're allowed to use on Shabbos.
Books.
Sorry?
Books.
We'll get to books, Be'er Hashem. Might again, first of all, come along that sons of Machaber and the Loch is Mutter, speaks out the Mishnah Berurah. careful the Rambam comes based Yosef. Because Mana Chazal, since the Bnei Ashkenaz held, you cannot sweep. The Maisa will be a case that's Mutter Klishim Lak. Will be a case that's Muksa a Klishim Lak Lisser. However, speaks out the Achoyim after the Mishnah Berurah. There's Mana there that all the our whole entire city is Brotzif, or Roiv Brotzif, and therefore we passing the Kuli Yama Yila sweep the floor. The other lock is our booms. The Maisa are not Muksa. Very simple, not Muksa. Speak out B'shalom Hazal, and only that. Let's say you're in the mountains, and the floor is not Brotzif. In that house is a Brew Moksa. Because in that house you cannot use it to go sweep. He said, let's say you have cases no Erev and you can't even take the broom to a place that is Moksa. So you have a broom right now that the only function is to sweep in a place you're not allowed to. Is it Moksa or not? So he speaks out very simple. Let's say a person has a nutcracker with no nuts around. It's not Sufli Shemak Lisser. He said, instead of the Klara, I think more. He wants to cause you have a Kli Cheres that's in Rishus Rabim. He wants to say, since it could use it, Rishus Yachid, it's not Moksa. Muksa does not go in the situation you are in. Muksa goes out to finding the kli. Is it a kli? It's a kli yater. A gam, you're kimti, you have no use. Big deal. Circle, circle. At the end of the day, this broom is a kli shemak yater. Building the next case, if nun, the local of svarim, of books. Now, svarim of what we use on Shabbos, that we learn. But we're talking about sifre chokhmas. So first, you have to really, according to send you back the local on simon shenzayin, sif tenzayin. Over there is brought down the Sugya of Shtar Jaitis. The law over there is you cannot read books on Shabbos. And Sifrei Chochmos, things that have intellectual understandings built from it, like biology and psychology and math, Machloek is Rambam versus Rajbo. The Maisa, are you allowed to read it on Shabbos or not? Is it Dapke Torah or Sifrei Chochmos? The Maisa, Agam the Bnei Svar, seems to be Machba, the Machaber, the Mishbub exam from El Rabba, the Makes you Mekel. Two different sheets over here. Therefore, it speaks out the Mechaber over here, negates Api, the same Cheshbon, negates the Muksa. Lechur, according to Rajbo, holds you allowed to read it on Shabbos, Avad is not Muksa. According to Rambam, you now read it, then you can start clearing, maybe there's Muksa, maybe since you cannot use it, and then the day, the Maisa is Muksa. The Maisa, first come along the version of the Shabbos says, the Maisa would not to be Mekel, like the Shita says, like the Rajbo anyway, and the Maisa is not Muksa. But the Mishpura speaks out from the going, even on the side of the Rambam, that you cannot read it, maybe the Maisa is not Muksa. Why make a muksa? But etzem, there's no concern of the Gubba Dover. The fact that you cannot really read it, there's no iser per se, and therefore love davka is muksa. And therefore the minig is, Rishmu ends up really the groin, the lokas anyway, it's not muksa for us. What? Again, he doesn't really explain clearly why. It sounds like that there is, the iser is reading it, but not there's a concern in the Gubba Chayfetz.
That's
not
the Gubba Chayfetz. I can't use it. Nothing to do with it.
In other words, that
broom is not either. It's a
sweeper.
No iser in the broom.
Myself, also, again, I'm also not clear. First, I had two options to see what it is. I'm not sure what he means. I'm not clear why. Also, myself, no difference. We read Sefer Chochmah anyway. We read all books.
So, the
business
is newspaper.
What?
The business paper.
Oh, so then you have to go to Simon Shin Zayin. Shin Zayin. Shin Zayin. Myself, why do we read newspapers? Back to the room, they weren't. So then, Echnami, we have a klal of klishim lakla iser. No, yeah. You negate it over. Fine. Maite, it comes out. First of all, these four.
Are you?
Yes. So at the end of the day, the Maite Mishmu come along to Mekel, and once it's mutter, the law we learn in Simish Nechesim Dalit is that swarm are not klishim lakla iser, that's also the soil of klal. It's mutter like Eichel. And then even la muva shloy tzar klal. That means once it's mutter, you la muva totally. Sifn al halacha of timepieces. So come along the mechaber. Same thing as what?
As chokhmah.
If for what situation?
Like
you mean like being the mishpacha? Yeah. So you want to have to reading in the Shabbos.
Right.
So when we're talking about Ashtar Adyaitis, there's two Yisurim. One Mitzad is Ashtar Adyaitis, Yisrael, one Mitzad Mechika, Meichik. This is a very similar reason why the Minik seems to be Mekel. Mitzad is the Mechika, they point out it's ink printed, it cannot be Meichik, says Abli Ashtar, they have no problem. Mitzad is Sar Ashtar Adyaitis, the Machloik is Mishibur versus Magarvam, they have a Hetev Oinig. Magarvam is the Mishnal, says Yemishmur, says he's wrong. Meister of Abli Ashtar says the Minik seems to be like the Magarvam. So therefore, if you take those two together, that's where the two assume. That's where the heter of reading the Mishpacha, if you allow to read the Mishpacha in general, I'm saying, on that assumption. On that side, then the Maisa, it's not a problem. we were once in a certain place about my Shalom Zapper, and Nachum Eisenstein was there, and I asked him, discussing the Mishpacha, and he says, us to read it, even during the week. So I asked him, should you read the Mishpacha or the Sports Illustrated? And I said, Sports Illustrated. I asked the Mishpacha, and read the Digest. I asked the Mishpacha and GQ. He says, GQ, I don't even know what that is. Fine. But I asked him, I said, why? So because of these things, I have a lot of problems to it. Because it's different. When you read Mishpacha, you think you're reading Torah and Devar and this, you know you're reading things that are wrong. So it doesn't affect your Hashkafa, hopefully. So when you know some things are wrong, so far, you have issues, you have to work upon yourself. If you think this is a correct Hashkafa, that really messes you up a lot of times. It's like people understand that when people around you are goyim, it's easier to say, stay away from them. But people are much lax in Allah around you, on whatever level you want to call them, it's harder to not learn from them, because they're Jews just like you. The Shem and Torah is quasi like you, so why don't you learn from them? So that's why it's harder to separate from them, and it makes more problems. Fine, next thing is the sugya of timepieces. You know what GQ is?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. So, timepieces. Kamal the Mechaber brings down that by timepieces, the Maaseh case over here, that is Mukso. Kamal Mishru and discusses was Nichol that he says a case of is dummy to Medina says man or itself. That's something that's similar to measure things through either the cell or time. Meaning basically that a case of an hourglass, to a case of sand, or the case of cell, they have these sundials over here. He's saying these sundials are hourglasses. Since it's Medida, the lock is in Simon Shinvah, Medida is also. Therefore, you have over here an Issa to use timepieces and have a signal of Medida measuring things in my sense also. Now, the Issa over here says Mishabu has nichol to get a kli shim lachter l'Issa. Why is the kli that's made for Issa for measuring time over here? Now, first, the get to these case of Bechol, the case of sand. Medida is also. Why is it Mekach Memkar? Now, this case of sand, first I'm a little bit confused by it, because you have a game sometimes, you have to turn over the sand piece, close to 3 minutes, 5 minutes. I like to do that on Shabbos. Simple reading over here sounds like the Kalish Machlis should be also. However, I see two reasons why mice may be it's more term. One is that Rishon Zaman or Eishi says, according to many Ashkenaz who are women. So, one problem is Rishon Zaman explains the Issa over here is why, because when it used to be that timepieces, it was associated with Malacha. They were turned over and worked for an hour, and therefore it was associated with Malacha. Therefore, they get them inside, open the hall, and therefore cannot go do it. Today, no one uses timepieces because time itself and they get to lock at work an hour, 2 hours, or a half hour. Nothing to do with that. The only time we ever use hourglasses only for games, which is not Malacha, not Nechli of Nechol. The Rishon Zalman sounds like he writes in the Mutter today. He does not seem to, he seems to say the Medina of Nechol, not Mecha Memcha. I'm not sure. That's number one problem I have. Number two is before Shapri Magadam, Rishon Beis, he writes, you can take this hourglass and turn it over. Because you know why? It's a Mukser. Klish Machlis, but what is Sarkuf Mekarmai? And this is Sarkufai. But the Kufai is measuring, which is the Issa Medida. So I'm not clear by that one also. I would, without these two Makaris, that was 100%. The Issa is Medida. And I'm doing Medida.
Why is everyone getting Mukser to do that?
No, now we're discussing a moving it. Klish Machlis Issa, right? All these halachas, reading a book is us to read, therefore, Melo, it's Mukhs over here. It cannot measure, Melo,
it's
Mukhs over here. I would have thought yes.
Then do Mukhs, it's us to do that, so question it.
No, that, therefore, Melo, it's Mukhs. That's what it should be. Have I seen the people who says, you laughed, turn over. So I don't know why, I don't know what's going on over here. So that's two questions. If you like using an hourglass, Apisvara, the little single here should be us. Two, McCarthy, sounds like it's Mutter. Michael, I do say first, stop any. Medina, anything with measurement, any tape measurement, my sense, one thing occurs, it's also Mukhsar, is over here. That's the little mindset, also any tape measurement. Now, the get to watches first, say, these timepieces. It's still Medina, we ask Medina. Again, we can measure things in Shabbat, let's see, a kid for baby bottle. Not my commitment, also. You can't measure when you make food on Shabbos, right? Only for a chaylo or baby bottle when you need to. There's no need, what's in no matter. If you need to, you can literally get a chaylo, a mitzvah, a motor. It's a lach and simulation involved. It's a medida on Shabbos. But sad, or to mekra memka, that's true, but that's it, it's a medida.
It's like some common, they have no one measures something for mekra. I mean, they do it, but never in the house does.
They do it both places, they do it in the stores and here also. Medida, mine is also usually, no, medida is also. Now, Kamal Mishimon says, even though the Mechaba asks the tar pieces, but Maisib is Manazel, Dibus Achemis Kosa is using different types of clocks and watches. Mishimon has three different cases. He has a watch in the hand, he has a watch on the wall, and a watch on Imid al-Karko. I'm not sure exactly what that case is. What? That's on the wall. It's on the wall? Okay, my parents' house is on the wall. Fine, it's a big base. Same idea. Makes your grandfather's a massive thing. But it's mostly a few different cases over here. First, the gate to the Shon Yad, the Zeger, Mishmo quotes very, very simple. He calls it a Klish Shemalach Leheter. Mishmo Leheter, all this from Kul Klish Shemalach Leheter. No problem using on Shabbos.
Like a man.
What?
Like a
man. No. A second thing is a Shon Kir. Again, think something on the wall. The Mice Mishmo calls it Mukso. Why is it Mukso that we mentioned yesterday? Either we had a Tzad, we had a Sugur of Kvei Mokum, and your machbis says the chazanish. I know my grandfather's back. You don't take it off the wall. Don't touch it very much. But even the get a chazan kiss. Shemazam shemir shabbos one. Shama yudo. Atzad hasheni chazanish came along with his new chiddush idea muksel here. Why he came on the kfiyas makom muksel? That was the chazanish and the arlatin and biyash. They want to go with the idea kfiyas makom. And our chashabbos and our chashulim point out looking the curious to come from. It's not muksel makom zkuva. It's klishu machleser. As mutl is own tzarku from the kaimai. So there is an argument, even what the Mishmur said is muksa, what muksa is discussing. What is the isser?
Yeah.
Or that it's. Yeah, maybe it's telling time. Mice not medido. I don't know why it's isser. But if you look at the curves, they call him the same word, Kalisha Mach Lisser.
And most is because it's
fine, then it's Moksa Mach Lisser.
Right.
Fine, then the third level is when it's on the character. And that's also a case that's mukso. Could be the same three different sheets over here. Now, in the gate case, when you have a battery inside, I mentioned yesterday, before every single saver I came across, called it klish mach leheter. And if I catch why most from a chush on the fan is a klish mach leheter. 19th from have a chash. Again, a watch with a battery inside. I mentioned yesterday that every saver is called a klish mach leheter. Yet a fan, every saver is chushish, except for two, klish mach leheter, and I cannot figure out the difference. Just to be fair, I found one safely called a watch also Klish Mach Lesser. Nishma Shabbos calls it Kli Isser. And why? Like a fan. Fine. So, but I still don't understand why everyone calls a watch, at least now the Oilam will call the father, everyone calls a watch Kli Heter and the fan's Kli Isser. I'm very confused by that. But they do say, let's say you have a watch in here that's we call Kli Heter, let's say it has a calculator to it. Come on, I'm going to point out, since it's a topple, it gives you a watch, still looking to get a Kli Heter if it has a light to it. Also, because it seems to be on the hogger, we don't worry about it. Only with the sugya shemiyatu, the sugya of ayin veshev. He said, if you might push it, if that's your derech, you'll have to put a black on top of it. Otherwise, you would leave it as is. And they do discuss something. Watch stops working on Shabbos. Actually happened to my kid last week. Is it muksa or not muksa? So it speaks out to the chotshani. He wants a taina that for etzim, it's a wonderful watch. Except you cannot wind. It's a klishim lachta lizer. Klishim lachta lizer motot zarku from mekaymai. And once you pick it up a heter, put it wherever you want, you're wearing it, put it down wherever you want. But gross goes its way. Atzad Hasheni, Shlomo Zalman says, the mice is a bayah over here. Something breaks in Shabbos, and you might come to Shem Yitaka, this is an Isser, Muksa. Here, Shem, he says, Shem Yericha, you might come to wind it. So if it stops working, because the winding stops, like my father has a watch still that you have to wind all the time, Sechnam, he says, you're bayah, Shem Yitaka. Now, if you tell me if that's the Isser, if the battery stops, you know, battery's around, there's no Isser, Shem Yitaka. So then you have to know what stopped over here. If the battery, we know already that since you have to go to the store, go buy it, the woman have to go change it, that won't have the Gezer Shem Yitaka. That's why he wants to ask him. Well, the Asher come on to ask, he says, it's Shivik. What? That will be a reason why it's mutter if it's the battery, right? Depends how it stopped. If it's winding, be Shem Yitaka. If it's the battery, then the law will be no Shem Yitaka. Come on, the Asher said, no, it's not going to get a Shivik Kalim. It's broken. That's the stam. It's broken. And if it's broken, that's Moksamach Meskupai. I myself can start clearing very simply. In Lachura, it's not decked throughout, and you fix it tomorrow. And myself has ke'i malach right now because people still wear it, maybe mitzanoi. So if the ones for noi, certainly you're right. I think everyone agrees. The ones for people not wear mitzanoi, you start clearing. Is that nichol to get them e'i malach that you can walk around with it? I don't think so. The myself is shallow. You call it klishim lach isra, mukhtu machmas, gufay. But about an alarm clock, that's certainly the case of klishim lach isra. They do discuss one other case to get to Medida, what about the thermometer? So there are two different types of thermometer. One that has Isser working with it, the digital one that stops, that changes colors, or on the top changing colors, no Isser. So it's very simple. If the Medida mice is Mutter, it's not Muksa. If the Medida is Ulcer, then it's a case of Muksa.
Well, if the one that winds as you wear it,
The self-winding watches of the ikkah of the say it's mutter, especially if it can last for the whole entire Shabbos.
Even if you don't wind it before the last moment.
I said, especially if you wind it off, that can last for the whole Shabbos. Still big of the place in the make
them. Why are you winding it?
Because it's getting involved in the scavenging, and not the next shubas that's been sacked back to you, and have numerous shubas about it. It depends on what type of watch they have. A lot of watches are takshitim, but some of them aren't. Right, so one of the takshitim certainly should not be a problem.
Are you saying it's one that only started to put out?
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Fine, the last if in the Simish and the Sugila Muksa to one person is not Muksa to the second person. Now, first, there are three Gemaras over here, two different Shitas. There's a Taz and Macharvam over here. This builds it up clearly. You want to have a Mizayim brings down a Sugila of a Kartan Bay Rebbe. And this Nossi, this Osher, had these Kartan over here. Then one discusses that if it's good, not Muksa Ani, it's not Muksa of Ani. However, the Gemara says if the case over here is the Niyim, Plashir Mloy, Mesmuksut, the Niyim, the Maisa would use it, still the Shim will be Muksut for them. They will not use what the Niyim have. What comes out of the Gemara is something that an Osher owns. These over here, this very rather the Shim might own something. They will not use it over here. If the Chayv is the Oni of the Osher, it makes Muksut to the Oni. I mean, even though the Oni would use his Karatim, but the Osher would not use the Karatim. If he owns it, if it's Muksut for him, it's Muksut for you. I, you would use it, so what? The very clear sugya of muksa to one person on Osher is muksalani. Kain the Gemara daf in Bavam Beis discusses when Isha she makes a neder upon something, and the Gemara says it can be shul upon the neder on Shabbos. Beg Gemara why mi yemar, who says the husband come to make the neder and speaks out the Gemara the Maiso, what's the problem? By the Maiso he wasn't mefer, and if it was mefer, so the Maiso should not be muksa. So we see over here the idea that Isha made neder on something for her it's also. Everyone else in Maisa is Mutter, come to the Gemara. The Gemara would say, since for her it's Osir, we Mux for everybody. We have two Gemaras that seem to say very clearly the Mux for one person is Mux for a second person. If I'm the Baal HaChavis, the Isha owns the Eichel, should be Mux for the Gemara answers, no, she does have Das Bailo. Although she's out of Das Bailo, we Mux for her, Mux for everybody. A case of the Osir, Mux for the Kaitan Bay Rebbe, it's also for everybody. That's for two Gemaras, by Osir, Mavav Beis, and Zainam Nalef. There's a third Gemara, we want that Chav Zainam Beis. One discusses when a Yisrael has a mincha, has truma. The question is, it mux for him on Shabbos. A soul cannot do anything in truma. He has to go give it to the kohen. Come on, the Taz Magabam bring down this Gemara. The Gemara says that halacha, since it's chazi le kohen, it's not muxo. Not muxo. Again, here's punkt by Gert. You have a case that's chazi to kohen. It's not muxo. Come, I own it. Why is that so? So we see, forget the Gemara the other way around. The Gemara says, it's muxo for me. I have no use, but it doesn't make it muxo for me. No one can say him, it's not muxo. If you have a case of Usher, me it's not good. Mux for me, mux for him. Case of the Isha, mux for her, mux for everybody. The case of when I have Shuma, so what? This is because of him, for me it's not muxo. We got a problem. That's what's brought down by Magaram and the Taz. One kasha. Building a second point over here. That's maybe Michal between where the. What's the concern over here? There are two different types of things that have a concern. The concern why mitzadik riusa, the bayat and the beggar itself is karitim are leftovers of the levayna. There's something wrong with it. The beggar is less than 3x3. It's only chosel ani, not chosel to the usher. So these things are be'etem gusa. This is a shvaka thing. And things that are mitzad iser, yisuroi. The be'etem is a wonderful chayfetz, except you saw ma'aser kini truma, a kain kani truma. So do we differentiate between riusa versus yisuro? So speaks of Tosfos, a Kuf of Zayin, again brought down by the Maharam. He wants a Mechalik, he wants a Tain of the Fakarit, the reason why by a Truma, why? But Etzem is a wonderful Chayvitz. Except what's the Chilik? The Yisroa. Yisroa cannot use it. It's Chaz Lekoin. Finally, Ma'is is not Muksa. Masha Enke in the case negated to Gri'usa, that's the case, on the Fem Zayin. By Gri'usa, what's Allah? Since it's not Chazi to the Asher and his Chayvitz, they were not Chazi to the Ani. That's what Tosfos says. The Rajman by also, on the Fem Vav. Atzad Hashem, he speaks out the Ran. The Ran says, by us, Dafim Zayin, he says, just like we had the Locha, Dafim Zayin, by the case of the Karitim Bei Rav, it's not right for Osh, not right for Oni. He says, who did by the case of Vavah Beis, by the case of Ishamein and Eder, it's not right for her, it's not right for anybody else. That's the case of Yisuro. It was not Machal between the two. That means that Machlokes speaks out very clearly the Taz over here, there are two different sheets, Magavam over here, there are two different sheets over here, two ways to learn the sugya. The Taisus and the Rajba understand the chilek between Gruusa and Isura. Mashenke, the Rashi, there's no chilek between Gruusa and Isura. That's the second thing. Now, once we have these 2 points over here, we have the three Gemaras and these two ways to understand the sugya, now each one has a kasha. That means according to Taisus and the Rajba, you have a Bayam and Vavam Beis, the case of Isura, it's still also Isura the Nader. Mashenke, and the Gemara, that means also of everybody else. According to the Ran, it's not Mechabit Isura and Gusa, he has a Kashin Ram Kukhov Zainon Beis, the case of Truma. Why over there is it going to be not much for anybody? That means each Mahalach you have to answer both Mahalachim. We have three Gemaras, and each Gemara is a Kashin on one of these Mahalachim. That's the third thing over here. So, first to answer. Tayson, again, Tayson the Rabbi Mechabit Isura and Gusa. So, come on, Tayson of Mbavan Beis is a Kashin. He says, what difference in the case of really of Truma? Where's the case of Neder? Avada has nothing to do with Memzaimen. Memzaimen is the case of Gerusa. It's a great sense, it's a Shrach Kli. The question is Neder versus Truma. The common question is two Turotsim. Either one is a Tanya Chalama, you're right. It's not Muxal Tultul. Why is it Muxal Tachilo? A new Yisrael. The Isha, she cannot eat it, no one can go eat it. Therefore, even Mata, let's ask him inside, can eat it. Al Tachilish Way. Muxa is not Muxal, Varaya? Truma, nothing to do. Muxa is not Muxal Tultul. Achila, Timmy, you can achila. First teretz. The second teretz is, you know why? Because she asked the neder of the food on everybody. It was not chaziv anyone. Masha Enki in the case of a kohen, but truma is chaziv for the kohen. That's the two teretzim. The shitosa is the kasha, the answer. Masha Enki in the ram has no chimping, something that's an iser, but something that's greyesa. Has he answered Mark Kukul Zangnum of Bey, the case of truma? So either the way the Shah Melech wants to answer, that the case of truma is different. Because over there, the case of Truma is only chazi for Kayin, not chazi for anybody. Mashenki oich chazi for everybody. The case of Begadim is chazi for everyone. So this is only chazi for him, not me Mokshel. That's the only person ever was chazi for. Not me case of Mokshel. The way the Begadim wants to answer is two different Turotsim. What the Mechalik, whether you're Doich B'Daim or case of a Melo, the Gmon Kukhov Zayin is the case of a Melo, that's why it's not Nichol Gedal Mokshel. Or he wants to tighten up the case of the Truma B'Yad Yisrael. He says the Chiddush, talking about the Yisrael doesn't even own it. He's not even, he's holding a Truma that is the Kohen's Truma over here. Of course, since it's a Truma, it's not a case of Muxa. Now, just to stick with one Mahalach, it means read the Maravam very clearly, Mishmur, they pass like Tosis. That means to put the Ran to the side, not get confused with the Ran, go with Tosis Mahalach, the Rashi Mahalach, and see, to build from it. My soul comes out. Come now again, we have Chilgin Gri'usa and the case of Yisrael. Number one, the locha is negated to Gruusa, is machlokes over here, Taz, and Bach, Mishnevura. Exactly, what does that mean? So first, when it's muksa to the Osher, he has a chavis, it's muksa to the Osher, the locha is a muksa to the Oni, that's clear Gemara. Who is discussing? Only the Bnei Beisai? Or even people not Bnei Beisai? So Mishnevura paskins, not like the Bach, but like Magarum and Taz, the locha is anybody's muksa to, whether Bnei Beisai or not. Loch is muksa to anybody. That means very clear. We pass the loch from Maisa. Muksa to Osher, muksa to Ani. Which Ani? Any Ani. All Ani. Whether B'tach Beisai, not B'tach Beisai. Not like the Bach. What about for Kert? When the Ani owns it, and for him it's not muksa. What about for the Osher? The loch is also not muksa. But what's the Kinta? The other Mishra was Machalik. If the Osher is in the Ani's house, then the loch is he goes after the Ani. If he's not in the Ani's house, my stomach case will be, that'll be muksa. Well, let me first again get to a level when it's Gri'usa, it's a Shvacha Kli, the Loch L'maisa is Moksa L'Osher, Moksa to all the name. The second level, Loch L'maisa, when the case Machlis Yisurui, for example, the case of a Neder. First, it made a Neder on a kicker. What's the Loch in that case? The Loch is, come along, we go with Taisus Mahalach over here, that since it's only us, the Bailov, and not to anybody else, in that case, the Maisa is Mutu Matalto. If it's us to the whole entire world, Taisus answers, then it'll be us to Matalto. So it really depends if the halacha is us to everybody or just to one person. Most cases only us to that one person. They'll come out and muksa to one and muksa to everyone. So again, so number one, gruusa muksa l'chad, muksa to everybody. Yisrua muksa l'chad is being muksa to everybody. Two opposite halachas comes out. Yisrua, in the case of muksa to one, muksa to everyone. Gruusa is fakert, muksa to usher is being muksa to muksa l'ani. Now just to define, what is gruusa? What is something that's very shvach and the gruusa is muksa? The isk with the kasha. We had a look on Simon Shechetzim Chav Zayin. The locha is when their cleavers at summers on the table. The locha is a case that muksa is not going to anything. Come along with the Mechaber later on says, but let's say you have Baal Chaim around. The luck is, it won't be muksa, go give it to the Baal Chaim. Speaks out of the Mechab in the place, you say, that means even though you do not have any animals, but they have animals, since it's way for them to go eat, to me it's not muksa. That means I have bones on my table, in Harnof, mice are not muksa, why are the dogs around? Any leftover foods on my table, the mice are not a problem, why are the animals around? Mice, what am I going to go do with them? I'm going to go throw them out. I'm not giving it to them. So I should be the case of an usher. That's the muksa, that's the muksa for everybody. The other day, what's the in the case of this beggar for an usher, for him it's not no shivas, he's throwing it out, and God is worried for the ani, he's not giving it to him. Also, I have bones, it's worried for my neighbor, I'm not giving it to him, I'm throwing it out. So before the case of Mechab, to the case of grua, it's not being worried. That means, there's a case of etim and shvach, there's a begun over here, that are shvach of things. The Michael Behem is a terrific Michael Behem, I just have no animals around. It's not worried for me. I won't feed him because I just don't want to care for the dog. If I had dogs, and it would have, it's not, again, it's a wonderful dog food. It's terrific dog food. I don't want to feed dogs. No, there it's a son in the chetzo, one beside the gavra. Let's bring it chalik. One be'etzim, this is a shvach chayfetz. Shvach chayfetz, me it's mukso, is built into the chayfetz. The food is awesome, Michael Behema. In the old days, that's what they all did. They took all these leftover things. We are spoiled brats. We throw our chapa main plates, and we do a lot of things that we just waste money on.
If you would have a built-in honey in your house, you would eat it, right? 100% perfect. Why is it then if you would have a built-in house?
No. Well, I don't understand. Even if I would give it to honey, which
I would
have honey
in my house, I would give it to the honey, so then it would be right.
It's a case. First, love that you give it to Ani, but I guess. It sounds like it's not the way. It sounds like it's not. Muxal Asher is Muxal Ani, even in your house, Ani's in your house. No, not the way. I wouldn't give it to Shrak and Klee. It's ripped. I'm giving cutted pieces of paper to Ani. I wouldn't do that. Even my words being nice to him, that's him. It's garbage. I'm giving you some garbage. Michael Behemoth is Gewaldig. One grew in the eyes of the beholder, one's not grew, it's not really to go give it to them.
If Arthur has a dog, he's going to go to the store and buy dog food.
He's
not going to give
it to them. Today, because that's what we do. But the Etim, no one will tell you it's not dog food. I know he is dog food. That's Shrach dog food. That's bones or not. Of course, they buy bones. They have bones. Fine, that's what people do. Shraka. Just give you an example. For example, you read Mishpacha already. Now, for me and Maisa right now, I have nothing to do with it, so I'm going to go throw it out. Now, it's Mukso. Because we're father people, right? I have no use. So that's where bones are. Michael Behemoth that I plan to throw out, like Mishpacha plan to go throw out. The only child is not Muxa, it's not Muxa anybody. I have no use to go do with it. That's bones are left over the food, and the red newspaper is left over. That's not Muxa. Because there's nothing wrong with the newspaper, I have nothing to do with it, so I throw it out. I don't give it to other people, so it should be Muxa now. So like, once I want to throw it out. Fine. Again, we have two levels over here. First, we make four levels over here. There's one mitzvah for usa that depends upon ani and asher. If it's a muksal asher, muksal ani, mashengi muksal ani, not muksal asher. The second level over here mitzvah isura. Isura meaning whether mitzvah neder, whether mitzvah minig, mitzvah chomer, mitzvah it's not muksal, no problem there. A third level. Let's say something is usher, and this isur is that I hold usher everybody, and you disagree. For example, the Sharmels discusses the case smoking on Yom Tov. Now, none of us smoke, but it's not that is a. In the olden days, the law of smoking is machlokes al poskim. If smoking nichol the hetev oichol nefesh or not. So, I hold not nichol hetev oichol nefesh. I hold usher. Nichol the cigarettes for me is mamish muksa. You hold my seal and smoke, and they put you nichol get of oichol nefesh. In that case, can I go give it to the person? Is it muksa? Not muksa. Is he stiro? Or he said iser. That I Isur, what's the local? It's not Muxa for everybody. But here it's different. Why? Because my Isur says it's us of everybody. My Isur is that you're wrong. It's not even the case of Nether and the Kicker, that I made the Nether, and my Isur, I think, and you can go eat it. It's more like the case of Taisha says, I asked to everybody. Except there, in the case of the Kicker, I asked to everybody, no one's going to eat it. Here he isn't going to smoke it. So the question is, what's the local in this case in between that he had the right, he had the lucky, he was a lucky, he didn't allow to use it. By holding it wrong. What's the situation over here? Similar question, right. Not much the same question, except it'll be different because Maisa can always open the beheter. again, you're getting open. So that's why it's not the same sukkah. But on the, but that's the question. When I hold meal, also you hold something as a mutter. It speaks out, Shamel, because go to the Shai Trubi, wants to be chalk from the Chidah, really depends why you're being machmir for it. Being machmir tell the sugya, neder, shavan, apsa, chadichi, di, sura. Fine, that's me holds mutter. Make it as mutter. I'm choshes, made a neder for myself, I'm machmir, I have a chum put upon myself. So that's a fine, you hold that's with mutter. That's the case of a neder and a kicker. Same idea over here. If I cannot me, I can go give it to you. But let they hold osir, learn the sugya, osir, mamish. But everyone's osir. Mamish, chayv, tell me it's osir. And they will come out, looks at everybody, I cannot go give it to you. The gun, you said, go take it. So if I'm machmer, like a net and a kicker, look at that can you give it to the person.
Is that
machmer? Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a wonderful thing. I'm just not eating it. I'm not, I have someone blocked me from eating it. Let me
tell people.
The ish can go give it to somebody, yes.
No, but here.
Oh, here? That's a question, Mitchell question, yeah.
Why?
No, no, if it's his, it's muksa for him, it's muksa. Because someone else take it, for him it's not muksa.
It's
not muksa. It's the Bible. It's also everybody else. Muksa for everyone, I think. I'm not sure, it's very different over here. Because here, the one's matcha says, even I hold the mutter. Okay, no, I think we mutter. The one who owns it cannot metaltal. Well, it doesn't own
the
can. No, he's machted. Yeah, like we still, it's muksa b'toyis on the sugya. That means he's, I'm saying he's making muksa b'toyis. There's no muksa over here. It's like a net that I agree for me is a problem. Like an usher I agree is like itself for me. It's a muksa b'toyis. I mean, the mat is muksa b'toyis. The oisha says you're doing heter b'toyis. It's goes both ways. Guy thinks that they're not muksa. That is muksa. So for each one saying, oh, they're making a toyis. But I'm saying he wasn't maktiv. He wasn't maktiv. Also, I'm saying you were maktiv. For me, it's not maktiv. Big difference. Again, this case, for each one saying, all of the toys.
The
guy holds also, might say, he cannot be mistaken to give it to the other person. The one who holds mochi, go take it. That's a third level. A fourth level is a case of something that's osir. Everything is osir. But I'm a barbarian. No. I spoke on Shabbos. So the muksa on Javis. Bye bye. Right, is there muksa? Not only that, if I'm not even muksa, Nachmi will be the other person. I'm the usher. Me, I'm not muksa, so it also won't be muksa. I'm the oni. No one should be muksa for it.
I'm the other person, also for sure on Javis.
No, but here, I'm the one who owns it.
Oh, you.
I'm the owner. I'm the barbarian. What's the luck going to get to you?
Why has it been moving? I'm the other side.
I'm very well, you know, once we got to nothing.
No,
the other person, because once I'm not marked, it's my chayv, it's
over.
So I go with Mekamer, or anything, whatever he wants, whatever the case is. Is it muksa or not? To come up with a base, he's called four down by the Masha.
He uses his drawn chalice. What? And he fish
my blister, now he
fish my
blister. Maybe that's part of the question.
Oh, okay.
To come up with the Masha, he brings down the base, he's called, he wants time for the person himself that's not muksa. He's a barabayim, Mashenke and other people, nice, that's muks over here. We don't say the idea one to another. That's only an usher, because that's nothing wrong here. Him it's a kli, so everyone might say, well, the usher leaving for him being a kli here, but that's it's a kli that's muks. Come on, Vosman says, what are you talking about? He's a barabayim, say something out of it, and come, it's muks, that's muks. So muks for everybody. Moshe comes along and discusses, it says, really depends, why is it usher? Is there an issue inside that? It's a shibah, you're taking a hammer and banging a nail, and I mean, that's the case of muksa. If it's only also inside the sugya of total, it's not even metal to things. Zero of maisi, it's not cut off from total. It will be case of mutter. What's going to happen in the case of also inside total, means that the is over here. A rack of maisi, only inside total. It's not cut off, should not be a problem over here. Those, so again, just make first four levels be clear. If something machad griusa, then the local depends on yin usher. Machmis isura when the neder minig or chumro, then the halacha is not muksa. Machmis isura that everything is usher, and the halacha is that himself ma'aseh vada is muksa. Machmis isura that's a barabayin, that's the three different sheikhs over here. Different cases, speak it out very simple. First, on Pesach has kitnius, has matrashuya, but that's matrashuya, that's gebrocks, divine. So these things, I'm very machmer, I'm sure some people are very machmer about it, but other people are not that machmer about it. So the question is, who's the ani, who's the usher? whose house it? What's the law in this case? Kamal al-Khan just said very simple. Even the people on Machmer on the books, the last day of Pesach, they seem to be moving Mekel. That means they're doing a mitzvah of Chumro. Mitzvah of Chumro, not the Ethem of Zalzer. Even people don't, the Maskim, the Gemara says it's Mutter. The only comment is on Chumro or Netter. The Gemara says it's Mutter Gebra. It's Mutter Gemara. No, obviously, it's Gemara.
They're crazy
about that. But the Maskim, it's not Zalzer. No Talib Zalzer. Kidney is. People very Machmer. Anyone want to tell you Bamba you can't own? Everyone's allowed to walk around with rice and own Bamba Vada. We don't eat it, we have a Khumra over here. It's not Medina, no after kidneys, Medina, no after the brothers, that's Medina. Therefore, what will come out as a Chaznish? It's the Nether, Moman Bamba base. Therefore, it's a Locha. For one person making that us in the entire world, Swan to eat it, kids can go eat it, other kids can't be eaten, the mice is not Muxo. Therefore, kidneys and the Gebrox and stuff in that category, the mice are not Muxo. What? If something is not Medina, if we hold it also Medina again, being very clear, things that are Khumras, Kinyas is Mutter. I don't know what their pieces are made of, how they're doing it. Will we hold the match, they're making Matzah Shira? That's Machlokes then. What defines Matzah Shira? And I assume they mean Lechem Shira. But things that are Mitzat Khumra in these cases, whatever you eat in the last day, that's only definitely get a Khumra. In a case to get to, and someone who is an earth from Kuslaris who is in Yontif Sheni Neretz Israel. This is Muxo over here. Why? Because my son is my chayfis, I'm Bashir, right? All people come to Kuslar to Anim. So the look is, should be the Shepala after me, and if after me it's not Muxo, I'm the owner, should not be Muxo for them. But really, the seventh question to get to Euclid in this question on Yontif Sheni, the Bruch among the Chayim, what is the Mechayiv on Yontif Sheni? You want to keep second day Yontif? Is it Mechayiv that you're doing is right, and I'm doing is also right? Each one has his own August, and then I have a club over here, Muxo Anim, Muxo Lashir. But no, come on, the Moshe, he wants to tell you, part of my chumbo of keeping second Yontif is for everybody's second Yontif. And either they're Goyim or the Barbarians, but that's my Hanhoga. Manhoga is to look at everything in second Yontif. That's one of the main reasons why Machman not do a Mira on second Yontif to Ben Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because him is also Yontif. That's part of my Yistaklis, says Moshe, and a little bit swarm of Kuchim, this Hanhoga, Moshe, and Liashim, that part of my Mechaim, second Yontif, is Yontif for everybody. And therefore, not make a difference if he and Maisa moves the books to Maisa, he's a guy, whatever. Eshia and Maisa, it's we ask for everybody. If it's a nether, it's ask for everybody. In the other case over here, that's Muxo.
Why do you look like that?
It's a nether. No, that's my halacha. My halacha is looking, they're not coming. We keep getting shiny. That's halacha. That's Gemara. No, that's the halacha. Let's bend the problem. My Mechayim is he's wrong, he's wrong. That's no. The starting Machm is, I'm saying, no, that's not my Mechayim. My Estaklis is it. He's not keeping one. No, he's not getting correct. He's supposed to keep Yontif. That is what it means. Today's Yontif. No, he should have Yontif. You have to also get Yontif now. Yontif Shani. That's what she's tired of why he's being Machm. The other case is, what about games in a person's house? So games that are also to play with, except it's made for kids who are less than bar chinuch, three year olds, they play with it, and they can do whatever they want. Therefore, the halacha over here is what the kid is his toy, is to make fun of the club of Usher and Ani, and therefore it's in his house. And therefore the question is, what's the halacha in this situation? That means, in a person's house, if other kids can't play with it, can I, for me, is it muksa for me? I'm the adult over here, and he has a story that's 100% muksa. On the side, everyone agrees it's muksa. What's the halacha in that case? You could say, very simple, in the house it's used. So therefore the halacha is, if it's muksa, if it's something right for the oni, the kids of the oni over here, then even the osh in their own house will be not muksa. Parents should not be muksa. The question is, someone else comes from the outside of the house, for him isn't muksa. Because the Mishmur says, an osher not in the oni's house, maybe the case over there is muksa. The Maisha come on the coin and point out, no. It's a different case over here, two different reasons. One, the one time, first of all, that the kids, the Maisha, made to Misham for this, come on the Maisha, said that's the Shimon should go play with it. It's not Muxa. Muxa means people Makata Das. No, it's Makata. The whole function is to go play with it, even on Shabbos. There's no Kitin Das going on over here. Therefore, Moshe, Yaakov, and Nashkoi, and others, Vyomer, a Tana Lokal, the Maisha is not Muxa. Void the one time, there's no Din Oni and Osho here. It was made for the Khanim. Not something is made for only Osher and it got worse. The Isser is made for everybody and he had an Isser. No, it's only made for Tanim and now we look for Tanim. Tanim Meister can't go play with him. Therefore, Lochel Meister go give a rattle to a kid on Shabbos, a 1 year old or 2 year old, he wants his rattle. On the side of the rattle is Muxa, which La Post one time is. Some will say Meister is not because you can move it slowly, it won't be obstacles to make noise. Fine, but on the side is Muxa, so what? Go give it to him. It's not Muxa. On the side of the kid, shake it. It's the whole function. And if it's lav toys, one of the functions is making noise, the lav isn't. So we go after roivish tamshes, reklishim lach leter. A rattle.
The electric thing, the whole thing is made for the kids to press the buttons and make noise in that thing.
A lot of them are just made to bang hit the front. If it's made just, who cares? It not make a difference. The law is, since they're allowed to go do what they're allowed to go do, it is not muxas in the motion.
Something which is not made for the kid. So
okay.
Marker.
No, marker, but it is muxas.
No, the kid's
allowed to do whatever they want. No. That's muxas. The kids do whatever they want. No, but again, toys made for kids and not bar chinuch if you want. What? No, the owner is the parent. The kids don't run the house. Me, it's muksa. Right? Me, it's muksa. Muksa is for everybody. They think they do. But Maisa is, we actually bring that on Tzimachma. I'm not exactly sure why. I'll be sure when Maisa should be case over here. It's not muksa over here. It means all toys and not bar chinuch. Super Bum has a list of 40 toys over there. And all of them, Maisa is not muksa, not bar chinuch. We don't care if it's made for this, not made for this, who cares? Maisa toy is a toy that's made. No, it's made to have a use even on Shabbos. Maisa won't be case, it's muksa. Mashenkin to discuss the tshuva that the simple of Badner is to Moshe and to Shlomo Zalman. What's the local of Sifrei Cheshek? There are romantic novels that brought down Simon Shin Zayin and Sifta Zayin and I'll be read, says the Machaber, even during the week. It's an Isser. So these books on the mice of people in certain houses do read it. Is it Muxa on Shabbos? Is it Muxa? So again, Hamlum the Moshe says. No, it's also the kolad is. I said the sevich cheshek is also a new romantic novel. Mine is also to read. When he's saying that's sevich cheshek, if it's sevich cheshek, any Daniel Steele book you can't read. Is that clear enough for you? Fine, I don't know what's around in today's day and age. But all these books of Maisa that are sevich cheshek, Maisa cannot read. Come on, the Issa Moshe is a muktzanat. He says the Maisa, since a person is not machmas iser of isur on Shabbos, like you mentioned before, and some of the iser tiltul over here. One time since he's not makatzadas, the Maisa is not muksa for the person himself certainly. Others I'm not sure is not clear. Maisa of Shlomo Zalman says very clearly that all the people certainly is muksa. He himself can start clearing. Dashem the Asher says circle soy. Maisa can't read it. Maisa case of muksa. Like we said, the three sheetahs on the case of any baravayin. That's one of the cases they applied. Klal to is a klal of sifrei cheshek in the person's house. Is he also over the isra of muksa?
Why is it in the
Shabbos?
Where is this guy
in the Shabbos? We're not talking about a baravayin. If you tell me if a Shabbos is baravayin, it'll be the same question. If you're talking about a person's house, keep Shabbos. Don't keep Shabbos. Have this klal. People usually keep Shabbos. Yeah, how many people keep Shabbos? Yes, we try to. Fine. One last thing over here is discussing the local of eating muksa. Now what's the shallow? We had over here again, Tyson says, how do you answer the question of Netter? But the case of Kirkel, we said the Maisa, it's not that over here, the Gemara has a case that it is Muksa by Netter. So he got two of them. Either he wants to tie Netter because he made Netter to everybody, that's why it's Muksa, but Netter to one person won't be Netter to everybody. The secondary is the case over here, Echanami, till to be Mutter, but Achila will be also, be more Machm and Achila, and if it's only also to one to the Isha, will be Muksa to everybody by Achila. Building upon that, the question is, do we pass him like this, Tyson's or not? So why? Because you have two Tirotsim. The Isl B'Yashiv and two Tirotsim, when they argue with each other, both are MS. If they're both MS, then you worry about all, any time you make a Neder on the Tzad Shvay, even if the Neder goes off, you ask for everybody on the Tzad of Achila. Maybe the Muksa of Achila is worse than the Muksa of Total. My Isl B'Yashiv says, we're going to be, they're arguing with each other. What's Nafkino? They point out, there's one interesting Nafkino. In the case, let's say, that a person cannot eat the 7 day of Pesach, like this year came out, Friday, then came along Shabbos. Shabbos, can you eat kiteyas? Can you have your children this Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, not America? In Eretz Yisrael came out that Shabbos was regular. Can you eat children on Shabbos? Kiteyas, what's the shadow? Because Ben Hashmoshes, the Maisa was Muksa. Being this concerned, Ben Hashmoshes, it's concerned with Kulu Yomai. Ashvadim can eat it. Ashkenazim could not eat it. So come along, they're discussing, if so, build upon Taishvus, do we have a reason to be Machmir and say, something neder was also one person for the Ashkenazim and Ashmoshes, so ask everybody even on Shabbos. So the Ashkenazim or Shabbos also went down. What? We cannot eat a bit. Why? Because it's like kitten and neder. Right? Kidneys is neder. Neder was Allah. But I said, we machman achilo. We just said before, and that if it's the same day of Al-Tamuksa. Tiltu Muksa, Abadigim Tatu kidneys. Why like another? Why after me it's a chumrah, mutter, mutter, you it's also, you it's mutter, my second metalflet. First, can I eat it now on Shabbos? Can I eat children on Shabbos? So come along the one time, first of all, we have two tiyos of metalisis. So number one says, we said we pass on the tiyos of achilo. That's one reason. And second one, the gemal of machloik is, a muchtam machlos, yayim sha'ovar, is nichl together, because ketoy ben shmoshos, is ketoy lekuli yayimai. Big one bucha among the akrainim. But my second, the Yashar says, you can mitzarev two svaras over here, or the Chashabah wants to make only in one svara. And one time, since muchtam machlos, yayim sha'ovar, is not lav dafka, nichl, in the chumma, because ketoy ben shmoshos, v'oidu we have places that's not sure, we have a chumma to get achilo, and therefore they're both passing the Yashar. And the Chashabah is this past Pesach, Meister, you're allowed to eat the kidneys on Shabbos. By Bez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll do the end of Siman Shin Yod. Fossils, yes.
Caregiver kids around, so you keep it out of your kids around, right?